I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. What you're about to hear is an interview about my book on the Listen Up radio broadcast out of Baltimore, Maryland, on radio station WEAA-FM. Many thanks to Faraji Muhammad, the radio host and a longtime friend. Listen now.
I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Tonight, I am so excited. He traveled all the way through the rainstorm of 2007. Let me stop playing.
It's over. In this part of town.
This part of town is over. We have our beloved brother. He is the education reporter for WBAL-TV. He's also the pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries, and he's now a new author of the book, Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. So happy to have him. He's actually a radio guru. He's done this for many, many years. I'm so happy.
How many years?
Many years. Dr. Pastor Tim Tootin. Dr. Tootin, how are you, sir?
Man, it is great to be here. And I won't tell the story of how long I've known you.
You won't tell that story.
No, I won't, because no, I've known you since I've been in Baltimore. But it's great. I hear you often.
Okay.
And you're doing a great job in the community.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to be on your show. In fact, you asked me first.
I did ask you first.
Before the book even came out.
I did ask you first, because I had the great opportunity to come to your church, Harvest Christian Ministries. And I was so filled with the Spirit. You did a wonderful job. And I mean, family, I'm going to be for real. Y'all, you say, Faraj, you visit the church? Yes, I visit the church. And look, I went to the pastor's church, and when I heard what you talked about, and talked about faith, and you did it in such a very logical way, but it was filled with the Spirit.
Well, thank you.
It was really filled
with the
Spirit.
I don't know what I preached that Sunday, but it was something, but it was good. You know, a pastor sometimes will forget the next week. But if people are helped, and you told me that day that you were helped.
I was so excited
to see you, because I realized, man, I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a long time. I'm
so glad to see you and have known you. I'm great to be able to come on this show and to talk about parenting. And faith.
You know what? This is a big issue because when we look at where we currently are. This book right here, and this is not your normal, like, professorial book. And, you know, if you're on Facebook right now, this book is literally a workbook. And it's a parental guide to teaching and modeling Christian faith at home. Pastor Tootin, talk to us about what was the inspiration? What led you to get to this point? Because when you're talking about parenting, mm-hmm, it can become a very, very sticky, sensitive topic. So what was the inspiration?
Absolutely. You know, I finished my doctoral work at Virginia University of Lynchburg, and it came out of parents coming to me at church and saying, Pastor, I've got my son, and they've got a tough question on faith, and you must know the answer. And I would say yes. And so they would give me the kid, and I would go on the side, and I'd try to explain it. And then I said to myself, wait a minute. What if I equip parents in their own faith, and then they in turn could share the faith? Let's do something that make them the first teachers, because parents have influence. And so it was through my doctoral work that we tried it out at Harvest Christian Ministries. It became a part of my doctoral degree. And then I said, well, now that that's done, I want to take what I have, talk about my own faith journey, and about what parents can do in light of the problems we're facing. Mm-hmm. Somehow we've forgotten that it still starts at home. And that when you become more comfortable with what you know or was afraid to ask about, then you can say, let's talk about it. So there are family activities, but there are real lessons that you can do. I mean, my mother said, it's like something a baby could get. She's 87.
Wow.
And so I really want that to be something that parents can grasp and feel like, I can do this.
Yeah. And this is the thing about that, because now there is so much more to faith than what we saw maybe 15, 20, 25
Absolutely.
Years ago. You know, I remember my parents telling me, or hearing the stories of them telling me, how when they had questions about God, a lot of times the response was, well, that's just how it is.
Right.
There wasn't really a deep explanation. There wasn't really any real understanding. And certainly this is not a shot to any of those parents that gave those answers. But I think that nowadays, like my 4-year-old, he asks me questions, and I have to
they ask the best questions,
and they ask the best, and I have to sit down and I just start explaining him things so he understands, break it down, but getting into the process of explaining, because I don't want my son to just understand, well, that's just how it is.
You know what's so important too is about spending time with your kids. I mean, I think if we're not careful. And I'm a grandfather at this point. And we'll just say, okay, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. But, I mean, I think kids still enjoy you sitting down with them. They still enjoy, on the way to the amusement park, on the way to what you're doing, having those conversations.
Right.
And then if you're home, you have something you can actually work with them. You can color in the book. You can do word puzzles. I just think it's so important because kids do ask the best questions. And we struggle often to find the answer. Well, this book will help you. It gives you a jump to say, okay, at least I'm somewhere in the neighborhood.
Right, right. So let's talk about it. Your book mentions the multiple areas a child can be engaged, physically, spiritually, cognitively, and emotionally. Why those particular areas, Pastor?
It's dealing with the whole child. I mean, we know that that's our makeup. And so you've got to minister and teach into each area. It can't just be sit down, listen to me, I'll talk. Talk with them in all of these areas. And what you are able to do is translate, whether it's playing, whether it's something that they're dealing with. So I think that you can't overlook any of that, is that children are made up that way. And
right.
We have to minister and talk with them on their level, but cover all of these areas because they go through stuff. They have questions.
Does it bother you to see that, you have a lot of young parents nowadays, mm-hmm. right? But does it bother you to see that some young parents don't take the time to really learn their child's learning style, to really understand that their child thinks and operates differently, not just from other children, but
yes.
just also from themselves as the parents? Does that kind of get under your skin when you see that? You're like, maybe he's not getting it because he's not you.
You know what? And you mentioned that there was a book written many, many moons ago called Multiple Intelligences. I think it's Martin was the author. And we all learn differently. I'm a visual learner.
Me too.
I mean, if I see it, I'll remember.
Exactly.
And so you have to do something that really ministers to them in that area and talk with them about how they're learning. My son is 27 now, and he loves sports to this day. I had to do vocabulary stuff using sports, like a sports thing, because he understood it better if it was in the context of a touchdown or in the context of a home run.
Right.
And so whatever their interests are, being able to find a way to say, well, how can we tie faith to this? How can we talk about how this connects to what you like to do? Because kids get bored very quickly.
And I'm going to open up the phone lines, and even on Facebook Live, if you're joining us on here on Listen Up on WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, we're talking to Pastor Tim Tootin, Sr. of Harvest Christian Ministries, talking about his new book, Leading by Example, Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. You can give us a call, 410-319-8888. Again, that number is 410-319-8888. Now, Pastor, there are so many challenges that face this particular generation of parents and children. I put a post on Facebook the other night because my son at 4 years old loves watching YouTube videos and playing Roblox. If any parent knows, and they have like a child, a son, daughter, niece, nephew, whoever, and you know what I'm talking about. YouTube video, they got this little boy named Ryan's Toy Review. All Ryan does is he takes out the toys and he plays with them on camera, and he gives his little, 6, 7, or 8-year-old, he gives his little review of the toys.
Right.
Then they got Roblox and stuff, and I'm starting to see my son is addicted to this thing. He's like, Dad, can I hold your phone? And I'm like, son, I need my phone for myself. But, Dad, I want to watch Ryan.
You know, it is a different challenge, and I my hair is gray. And so I raised children before there were real cell phones.
Right.
And iPads and that kind of thing. So it was a different challenge.
Yeah.
It is tough, I think, trying to understand what a parent has to do in this day and age. I just think that when you connect with them and take those moments, and once they see that you believe it's important.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you looking at? Then I think they will gravitate. but you've got to be in their world. And I think you're point on. You've got to be in their world, and not just teaching it, but look at this, modeling, because kids are watching you. They may not seem like it. They may be playing the game, but they're watching how you live and what you do and what you believe is important. They begin to do that because they want to be like their father and mother when they see positive things happening.
So let's look at it. How do you insert faith into this, especially if you are you have a child that has parents that have two different faiths?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or how do you infuse faith into the conversation when, as a parent, you may not be as such a, you know, quote unquote,
grounded,
involved in organized religion. So how does that, where does that, when do you have that conversation and how do you have that conversation?
You know, you said something very well. You talked about two different things.
Yeah.
There's two different faith system. And the other part is, how do you start the conversation? I think that when it comes to you practicing your faith, I think children watch you. And for us, we used to imitate the people at church. And church was fun. I mean, I was more concerned about getting out of church and going to the, you know, nickel and dime store.
Right.
But I think kids watch us, and they watch what we do, and we have to make it important. What I do know, you can't say it's time to sit down right now and do this. You've got to be creative and say, hey, you got a minute? Why don't we try this? And what this book does, there are family activities that are songs, and there are things that take you outside. Why don't we go do this and do this and do that?
Mm.
And when it comes to another question about the whole faith system, being able to talk about what you believe.
Mm.
You know, I was able to go to St. Mary's Seminary here in town. And what I loved about that, it was ecumenical.
Mm.
So you have a Christian and a Jew and a Muslim and different denominations all next to each other. But we found out that there's so many things in common within our faith systems. So being able to connect that.
Yeah.
This is for a Christian perspective, but what it is that you believe is important. I think what happens is that sometimes kids were sent to church.
Yeah.
And not taken or sent to,
wow,
you know, to the mosque. But, you know, but they say, well, I'm not going. So they say it's not important to you, then it's not important to me.
Is it a good idea to expose children to all different types of faith at a young age just to get the motor running, so to speak?
I'll answer that by saying I've heard people say this. I'll let them choose. Well, they're 5-6 years old. You know, I'm not going to pressure them. You know, you want to feel passionate enough about your faith that you believe it's worth sharing. I think that when it comes to learning about different faiths, it's what you project. If you say, yeah, you know, I've got Tim Tudnolo, I know this person, but you see my friends, and they're all of different faiths, then they become tolerant to what other people believe.
Yeah.
But yet know what their faith is.
Right.
So I guess to answer your question, I think exposure is good.
Exposure is good.
But to say, I'll just let them figure it out down the road. Well,
right.
How do you expect they go, you know, I'll learn how to tie the shoe down the road or ride a bike down the road. You know, I'm not being, you know, sarcastic, but I think that there's such a heavy responsibility on parents, and parenting is different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and our parents told us that, oh, it's tough out there. And we didn't really believe until we got to be parents. But your generation, because I've got kids your age, it's another challenge.
It is. It
you
is.
Know, when my grandkids traveled out, there's a game luggage with nothing but games.
Right.
You know,
right.
But that's the way it is. But when I catch them at those moments, I was like, hey, let's go outside for a walk. Let's talk about the trees and the birds. I try to find some way to infuse faith and to model it.
For the parents that are not as faithful,
mm-hmm,
quote unquote, and
sure,
I'm going to just use that loosely.
Sure, sure.
Right? What do you recommend? Because, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of the values that we have, especially in the Black community, it really stems from our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't just, quote unquote, you know, isolated values.
Old-fashioned.
These are old-fashioned, and we got to say it comes straight from the Bible,
yes.
Type of belief system.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Pastor, there has been a ton of articles right now that you got a lot of millennial parents that are moving away from their faith,
mm-hmm,
moving from their childhood faith. They're more becoming, quote unquote, more spiritual,
mm-hmm,
in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you make sure that even from them moving away, they don't break the chain for their children or for the next generation after their children? Like, how do you make sure that you really are producing a faithful generation?
You know, it's interesting because you were at my church that Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And one thing you notice, I think, that we didn't stay in there all day.
No. Thank the Lord. Pastor, your church service was real straight to the point, which I love, and I really appreciate that.
And so I think that, you know, you're not going to drag a kid into church and say you're going here for the afternoon service and you're going to be all day, you know, because you recall that as a parent, say, oh, God, I would never take them to that. But don't throw out the baby with the bathwater and say, well, therefore, they get nothing.
Right.
Because what you find out is that Sunday you can drive through and see people playing lacrosse and baseball. And while you're on the move, take the opportunity to begin to share what you know about God, what you know about Christ. My parents didn't sit down per se and say, you know, but they said, you're going to do what I tell you to do. That's biblical. You're going to be home on time. That's biblical.
Right.
You won't talk back to me. That's biblical.
Yeah.
And so there are biblical things that you may not be able to quote them scripture, but they're still looking for discipline and instruction,
yeah,
which all goes back to the Bible. It all goes back to Christian upbringing. And you have to be sure and intentional about that. I don't think we can just give the fight up. I mean, I think that, yeah, the generations that may not be churched or may not think that faith is important, you got to walk it.
Right.
And you got to talk it.
Right.
And I'm hopeful today, as I am any other time, that the church is still relevant.
Mm.
It's still important, and I think we still need those teachings because you get there with people and we still can draw from the. I think I'm becoming like an elder now. I got a birthday this weekend, but, you know, we become the wiser folk. But I think we still learn from people.
Right.
And that's exciting. So I guess that the answer to that question, that we have to just find creative ways to, you know, even watching that game, I had my grandson, I said, man, look here now. Why is he doing that? I said, you think he got God on his side? You know what I mean? I find ways in watching the game to insert faith. We got to be creative.
If you're just tuning in to listen up here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, we are talking to Pastor Tim Tooten. He is the author of the new book, Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. And if you're on Facebook Live right now, definitely post your questions so that way we can ask our beloved pastor any questions that you may have about parenting and faith. Now, you talked about a couple of things here, Pastor. You talked about the relevancy of the church,
mm-hmm,
at this point in time. And then you talk about some of the challenges. I want to deal with the former. The relevancy of the church. There is a huge generation gap right, mm-hmm, now.
Absolutely.
We don't see as many young people in the church. And now you have another generation of pastors, more hipper. I want to say that more hip hop oriented type of pastor, and whatnot. And there has been some criticism about that. They're saying, "Hey, this is kind of going away from the traditional, or this is a slippery slope that, mm-hmm, you want to be hip or you want to be culturally in tune, but then you start to lose something." What's your take on that whole debate?
You know what? I know that I can't be cool at this stage.
You can't?
But, but I don't try to be. I think young people, millennials, appreciate a real adult who will keep it real with them.
Mm.
Not talk down to them. Let them know, listen, I've been out there. I've messed up. And so there's got to be some transparency, even in your sharing. Now, I'm fortunate.
So you're not an advocate of how I see often many parents that say trying to be the friend of their child.
No. You
have to set the line,
yes,
the boundary.
Yes. I mean, you don't want to be boring, but you got to set boundaries. And when it comes to sharing, say, from a pulpit situation, just be honest. There's not a Sunday that goes by I don't share something from my childhood or I don't tell everything. But they got to know that you had some experiences and that you had some moments where God had to bring you out, and that becomes important. And you don't really want to water down your faith. And the blessing of having millennial children is I'd ask them, I say, what do you think about this? You know, is that a good title? No, Dad, that's a bad title. You don't want to say that.
But you
can help. And
you put on TV, Dad. Don't embarrass me.
I think millennials, they appreciate you coming to them because it's a sharing. You know, they get wisdom from you, but you get to ask them questions about what's out there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't try to find a hip title. I don't try to find something that's going to get them, but I do want to keep it real.
Right.
They want to know if you are real. And they want to know, what do you know about that?
Yeah.
Did you grow up, Tim Tootin, in a home where, you know, we had to go to church, you know? And when I got to college, I realized I can say it in the name of the Lord. I knew there were the nice girls at church. I went to church. I said, nice girls go to church in college. But, I mean, maybe for some of the wrong reasons, but I had enough in me to realize it was important. And then in life situations and challenges, there are things that draw you back to your faith. I'm not saying at any point this is easy. It isn't. And that's why this guide and this book, I try to make it so simple that you can understand it and try to model some of it. Say, wait a minute, that's a nice lesson about love. Let me get a love sticker. I got little things there that would help you around the dinner table,
right?
On the go, to be able to infuse. And you never know what children catch.
In your chapter 2, you point out statistics on drug and alcohol use, especially among high school and middle schoolers. How is a program or teaching like yours able to turn this around? Because we're now seeing, with the quote-unquote opioid crisis, we're seeing that there is a huge number of young people who are leaning towards that lifestyle. What would you recommend?
No, I think you have to take your head out of the sand and recognize that things are happening so much earlier now. You know, that drugs and opioid training in Maryland this year, it's required in third grade to talk about this. And so you can't pretend that it doesn't exist. You got to see the numbers. And it's not just Baltimore City. I always look at the numbers. You go outside the Beltway, and that's where you've got a lot of your problems. I think that you have to be aware of all that's happening around you. You can't dismiss the numbers and the data. And this all came from Maryland students who were honest enough to say, oh, yeah, I've smoked and I've drank and I've done this. And you may not want to hear that, but it's real.
Yeah.
And so how do you minister to them knowing that some of that stuff you've tried?
Exactly.
And so help them to understand that there's a way out. Help them to understand that you know, there are many vices and things that will tempt you, but always keep God first. Always, you know, learn that he'll bring you out of situations and then give a testimony. Man, he brought me out one day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
And they was like, oh, really? You know, yes, I used to hear the old deacons at my church talk about how they used to run. I said, man, you didn't do that. You all in the suit now.
Right.
But kids want to know that you're real, and they want to know that you've been through things, and they want to know that you feel them. And so when you can take time with them, I've had parents say, well, Reverend, I got teenagers. You got a book for that? Well, you got to start now.
Right.
You know,
Don't start when they are teenagers.
The earlier, the better.
The earlier, the better. And you know what, Pastor, we only got a few moments left. Sure. But the big thing that everybody has certainly been talking about is the issue of violence. You've been doing education reporting for many years. You've been in the schools. And now we're at this place where in our city, violence has become a part of the culture. It has become a part of who we are, and now is our tradition. Is there anything that you can offer, any type of words of guidance that you can offer for parents or for children or young people that may go down that path?
You know what? It's prayer. I mean, I we've got to keep praying. And the Bible talks about, you know, faith without works is dead. But there's some mothers out there right now who are holding down, you know, prayer.
Yeah.
And I think that still makes a difference, is believing that we serve a God who can answer prayer. Yeah, does it look bleak? Absolutely. But there's not all of this going on. There's some things that are happening. People are getting breakthroughs all the time, that we can't abandon faith and prayer and believing that God will answer our prayer and make a difference. It's bigger than a book. I got the book, but I need to pray over the book so that I need some help. I think that when we cry out to one another, we cry out to God in a special way and ask him to give us guidance. I mean, I think that still works. It may seem old fogey, old fashioned. I got grandmothers buying the book. I got the grandkids. I need to get that book. But people who may not feel comfortable in what they know, it is like basic. Fill in the blank. You know, draw
you got
the
crossword
circle,
puzzles.
Crossword
you
puzzles.
Got maps in here.
Yeah, things
you
that
got
can
a
help
session
you.
Plan, lesson plans. You this can, is beautiful, Pastor.
And that way, if you want to teach it, you can. It's your book. You can say, "Well, I got lesson plan number one." It's very specific. And what I found with our people at Harvest, it worked. Some of those kids that were little, they're in college now.
Yeah.
So they've taken that with them, and I'm real confident that it can work in the lives of young people.
Pastor Tim Tootin, Dr. Tim Tootin, leading by example, his book, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. Pastor, how can folks get your book?
Man, let me tell you now. You can go to Amazon, and if you forget the whole title, which is Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith, put in Tim Tootin. So I'm going to search for Tim Tootin, T-I-M-T-O-O-T-E-N, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Zulon Press, iBooks. You name it.
It's all there.
We're there. But you want to get the copy. You see how big it is, right?
It's a nice copy.
So that way, if you get the hardback copy, a paperback, it's yours. You write in it, you color in it, it becomes a keepsake.
Yeah.
Down the road, you say, when you were four, look at what we did.
That's right. Man. I'm going to include this in my son's curriculum, Pastor.
Awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, may God continue to bless you, Pastor. You're doing some wonderful work. And keep representing for the education reporters.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because I tuned into you. You were the first one
Watch
to tell
now.
Me if my school was closed.
And, man, I still got those hats.
You still got those
man,
hats?
Man, I got hats.
Dre, he still got the hats, man.
They still exist.
All right, Dr. Tim Tootin, thank you so
man,
much.
Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I'm going to let folks know you were the first one to ask me, say, man, I want you on the show. The book wasn't even in print yet.
That's
I appreciate
right.
you. I was lying the whole time.
I know that. Big shout out to my homegirl, Tia Jones, for getting us connected.
Hey.
Hear about that, right? All right, that's what's up right there. All right, thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through.
And that's your copy. I'm going to autograph for you.
Yo, yes, yeah. sir. Absolutely.
Many thanks to the staff and production team at WEAA-FM on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore, and the radio host of Listen Up, Brother Faraji Muhammad, for allowing me to share from my new book, Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. Pick up your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, or my publisher, Zulon Press. That's X-U-L-O-N. Well, stay tuned for the next stop on my fall and winter book tour. Be sure to check out our website. It's www.com2harvest.org. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Have a great day.